Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so Taylor Swift regained control of all her music. How exciting. In her announcement on Friday, she said, quote, "The best things that have ever been mine finally actually are." Rumor has it she spent $360 million. Actually, rumor has it the Swifties paid $360 million because she made quite a bit on the tour. So I'm just saying, you helped her buy her house. I'll get you that joke in a little bit. Actress Loretta Swit, best known for her role as Major Margaret Houlihan on MASH, has died at the age of 87 in New York. She changed how women in leadership were portrayed on screen.
You think a woman is dead until she lives for you? Well, let me tell you something, Benjamin Franklin. We actually survive without you. We live, we breathe, we dream, we do our work, we earn our pay. Sometimes we even have our little failures, and then we pull ourselves together, all without benefit of your fabulous electric lips.
Speaking of lips, she was hot lips. Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen got married on Saturday, and Lester Holt wrapped up his final NBC Nightly News broadcast on Friday night, ending his career of over 10 years as an anchor on that show.
After 10 years, this is my last Nightly News broadcast. As anchor, it has been an honor to lead this program and an honor to be welcome into your homes. I am so grateful for your trust.
Lester Holt will now concentrate on hosting Dateline full-time. Karate Kid Legends came in third at the box office behind Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, the final one, I hope. And Happy Gilmore 2 reunites Adam Sandler with co-stars Julie Bowen and Christopher McDonald alongside new additions like Uncle Travi, Travis Kelce, Bad Bunny, and Ben Stiller.
Everyone is talking about the comeback kid.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
We've been watching you play, Mr. Gilmore. So inspiring.
My dad loved you, man. I am so sorry.
Give him here. I got some Gorilla Glue.
Remember the happy place I went to? You go to yours.
Aw, I love that. That looks like it's going to be good. It'll be available to stream July 25th on Netflix. That's Happy Gilmore 2. Mark Hamill has no plans to return to the Star Wars universe. And Ricky Gervais was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in recognition of his influential work in television and film.
You need to know that if you're doing anything of any worth, as many people hate you as love you. But the ones that hate you, they shouldn't affect you. The ones that love you, they buy your house. So I'd like to thank them.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that was a little bit of a reference to the Taylor Swift thing. Her Swifties bought back her catalog. Debbie Harry has saved all her clothes from the Blondie years, and she plans to put them on display. And Elon Musk appeared with a black eye Friday at the Oval Office and explained it happened while he was wrestling with his 5-year-old son, X.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't around with little X, and I said, go ahead, punch me in the face, and he did. It turns out even a 5-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
Yeah, it does hurt. So, I got a dirt alert. Hey, dirt alert. So, Cardi B recently revealed online that her third child's name is Blossom and that she pays all the bills for her children with Offset. Listen to the details of these costs.
The kid's driver is on a retainer for $10,000 a month. Coach, your school this year, you didn't pay for it. That's $45,000. Wave school a year is $35,000, which you didn't help me pay for it this year at all.
Y'all, her nanny stays only in the daytime and is $500 a day. And her cousin that helps her babysit gets $3,000 a week. Anyway, despite Cardi B's best efforts, Offset rarely sees the kids in this whole divorce thing. Okay, do we care? I don't know. Here's the thing. $10,000 a month for a driver? Girl, you own a car? What are you talking about? She's probably got multiple cars. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go, B104.3. I should apologize. I'm sorry.